Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about quotes from Noam Chomsky. So he's very critical on the USA. And so people think that we live in democracy or republics. That's not true. We live in regimes, nothing more. So democracy is 100% gun in the Europe and in the USA, they make what they want. No? So you choose something and okay, then they lie like crazy, get your votes and doing what they want. And this is mostly money. And for what are doing the wars? To make money for themselves. Okay. All over the place, from the popular culture to the propaganda system, there is a constant pressure to make people feel that they are helpless, that the only role they can have is to ratify decisions and to consume. Also today we have no free press, we have just a propaganda machine. No? And it's 100% true. Everyone's worried about stopping terrorism, but there is really an easy way. Stop participating in it. He means participating in it. Optimism is a strategy for making a better future, because unless you believe that the future can be better, you are unlikely to step up and take responsibility for making it so. The smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinions. We don't have a free press anymore. I get bullied everywhere. But allow very lively debate within that spectrum. Understand this. You design as an engineer a system, and then you have to design also the cupboard for it. And for me, I don't care at all. I have only interest in the system. And the biggest discussion is not for the technique what is inside, but for the design of the cupboard where the technique is inside. Technique is not interesting. And this even under engineers. And this is here exactly speaking about. So the discussion mainly very superficial. The whole educational and professional training system is a very elaborate filter which just weeds out people who are too independent. So how many times I got YouTube's banned, and who think for themselves and who don't know how to be submissive and so on, because they are dysfunctional to the institution. As for sure, Noam is has much more background like me and so on, and he's criticizing like crazy. So he has to know it. If we don't believe in freedom of expression for people we despise, we don't believe in it at all. If we don't believe in freedom of expression for people we despise, we don't believe in it at all. Yes. So we have to limit the people. Don't say this, don't say this. And this starts in a normal marriage. Oh, this is against women. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, you are a woman hater. If you criticize a little bit of women, huh? It starts in the marriage. And the marriage should be a free expression of your opinion. And this is in 99% not so. And this is then the communication is not working. And so that's one reason that the marriages are breaking. Okay. You have to have free expression of your opinion in your marriage. So the more you can increase fear of drugs and crime, welfare, mothers, immigration and aliens, the more you control all the people. This old strategy over talking from Hitler to give them one hate group, this means the Jewish, and so they do the same with crime, drugs, crime, welfare mothers, immigrants, and so on. So the immigrants, now Trump is blaming for all mistakes, all faults in the USA, the immigrants, okay, and the aliens. From the Mars or where? This is the strategy from Hitler, 100%. There are very few people who are going to look into the mirror and say, that person I see is a savage monster. Instead, they make up some construction that justifies what they do. It's good to make money and we don't care for the people. Like Trump. Any dictator who admires the uniformity and obedience of the USA, any dictator would admire the uniformity and obedience of the US media. 100%. It is 100% propaganda machine. And not only in the USA, it's everywhere the same. In Europe, it's even worse. If you recite, if you quote a political from the right, like the AfD, you get banned on YouTube. Only they can say their opinion, but you cannot quote them. As you say, it's not so bad. Europe is 3 times, 4 times more worse. And you go to jail. 10,000 people in the UK went into the jail. And if you admit that you hate, you go in the jail, okay? Instead of praying. So they prayed, and then while you are praying, because I hate the situation, okay, you go in jail. This happens in the UK already. In the US, there is basically one party, the business party, 100% proof. It has two factions called Democrats and Republicans. It's everywhere the same. It's not only the USA, okay? Which are somewhat different but carry out variation on the same policies. It is everywhere the same. USA is not the worst. The Labour Party and the Conservatives in Great Britain, what is the difference? The CDU and SPD, what is the difference? I don't see any. By and large, I'm opposed to those policies, as is most of the population. Sure. You would choose some Democrats or Republicans, it remains the same. Oh, I want to end the Ukraine back, but still deliver all the weapons. And I have forecasted that nothing will come out of the negotiation, because Trump doesn't want so. It is pretty ironic that the so-called least advanced people are the ones making the lead in trying to protect of all of us, while the richest and most powerful among us are the ones who are trying to drive the society to destruction. 100% true. I cannot elaborate on it anymore. Then I get banned on YouTube. I've done it already, okay? But I can prove it. You cannot control your own population by force, but it can be distracted by consumption. Propaganda machine, okay. I have often thought that if a rational fascist dictatorship were to exist, then it would choose the American system, 100% sure. I don't know, it happens after Obama or in this time when they criticized, and then Bloomberg, all the media got only one opinion. Governments regard their own citizens as their main enemy, and they have to be protect themselves. That's why you have state secret laws. Citizens are not supposed to know what their government is doing to them. I stated that Hiroshima and Nagasaki are among the most unspeakable crimes in history. I look no positions on just where they stand on the scale of horrors relative to Auschwitz, the bombing of Chongqing, Ladakh, Iraq, for instance, they have done more bombing on Iraq than on the entire Second World War, and nobody died. And this they want to tell us. Oh, 10 people died. Millions have died there. The peace movement exists only in the fantasies of the paranoid. 100% true. No? I was before from the Green Party, and today, what is the Green Party? It's a war-mongering party. There are two problems for our species' survival, nuclear war and environment catastrophe, and we are hurtling towards them knowingly. It had never been so dangerous for a nuclear war than today. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.